الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض لا إله إلا هو فأنا تؤفكون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, we have now commenced with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last ashara of Ramadan, the last 10 days of Ramadan. The last 10 nights have already commenced from Maghrib time. And tonight is the first of those odd nights. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an. It is recorded in the hadith kitab Nasa'i Sharif, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned to the Sahaba, Ataakum Ramadan, Shahrun Mubarak, a very blessed month has come to you. There is a month of Ramadan. Faradallahu Azza wa Jalla alaykum siyamah. Allah has made fasting compulsory upon you. Tuftahu fihi abwabu sama. The skies, or the doors of the skies, in other words, the heavens are opened in the month of Ramadan. Wa tughlaqu fihi abwabu jaheem. The doors of Jahannam are all shut, they are all closed. Wa tughallu fihi maradatu shayateen. And the rebellious shayateen, they are chained, they are fettered. Then Rasulullah says, لِلَّهِ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Allah has in this blessed month a particular night, just one night, which is better in reward than 1,000 months. And the lesson for you and I is the following words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we have to take heed to, we have to pay careful attention to. Man hurima khayruha faqad hurima. Whoever is deprived of Laylatul Qadr night, then indeed, most certainly, he is deprived totally. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us with Laylatul Qadr. Make the niyat now, Ya Allah, we are sitting in the masjid. Some are sitting for sunnat i'tikaf. Those who are not sitting for sunnat i'tikaf, make niyat of nafil i'tikaf. We are in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has given us the chance, the ability, the tawfiq. Tonight we'll give a little bit lengthy bayan. It won't be very lengthy, inshallah. We said 1 hour maximum. The session will make dua also. But because it's the first of the odd nights, and we're not going to mention the 27th night only, the virtues of Laylatul Qadr, because it can highly be possible that tonight may just be Laylatul Qadr night. Only Allah knows best, and we'll explain this inshaAllah. Rasulullah said, whoever is deprived of Laylatul Qadr night, he is deprived completely, totally. So may Allah Ta'ala bless all of us with Laylatul Qadr. Allah give us a tawfiq of what an ibadah we can make. But the angels must throng, angels must come down, they must greet us with salam, and Allah must forgive us. The Salafi Salihin, the pious predecessors, they used to wait for this night. They used to actually wait for this night. As I mentioned, we have now come to the last 10 days. So this is our last opportunity. Our Hazrat Marana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, may Allah Ta'ala fill his qabad with noor. It is only the fruits of all his efforts that we are enjoying now. And he used to always say that there are 10 flights, and the first flight has now just taken off. So we are on board the first flight. So may Allah Ta'ala don't make any one of us deprived. You see, Laylatul Qadr night, when exactly it's going to be. Rasulullah said, taharraw, search for it. Allah is our beloved. Everyone is seeking Allah. Sit with this intention that, oh Allah, I'm a sinner, but I am your lover. Ya Allah, tonight I'm just going to seek you. Every other pleasures of this world, I'm going to ignore. The only goal I have, Ya Allah, is you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tie his lungi. The moment the last 10 nights would commence, then he would go into i'tikaf. Wajadda, he would exert himself. Can you imagine? The entire life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what type of ibadat he used to make, that his feet would become swollen. And the days of Ramadan, the nights of Ramadan, what ibadat he made. But the last 10 nights, he would increase the effort. He would actually increase the effort. وَأَيْقَظَ أَهْلَهُ And he would even awaken his family members that wake up and engage in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is a very Mubarak night. We should not let this night go past and then we regret. Our problem is we just wait for somebody to give us a WhatsApp message that tonight is the night. Only Allah knows. It's a secret. Allah has deliberately kept it a secret. Allah kept it a secret. Allah wants His lover to search for Him. Like on the day of Jumu'ah, there is a time, sa'ah, is a period of time in which du'as are guaranteed accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhaddiseen have given different opinions based on various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But that time also is a secret. Allah knows exactly which hour it is, which time it is. That the person when he raises his hand on that particular time and he makes dua, and that's the time when du'as are answered, then Allah answers his dua. So it is a secret because Allah wants us to search for Him. Allah Ta'ala knows our weaknesses. But Allah is prepared to forgive. Some scholars have even mentioned this is Laylatul Maghfira, the night of forgiveness. It's a night of qadr, of majesty and power. So we are seeking, we are searching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion came out to inform the sahaba which night was Laylatul Qadr. And as he came out to inform the sahaba, two men were quarreling. And they raised their voices. And because they were disputing and quarreling in the masjid, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made to forget when was Laylatul Qadr. So very important. We cannot blame shaitan. Shayateen are chained. It's a one-offs our character, our temperaments go high. People will annoy us. And that is why he said every single person should now be devoted, dedicated. I made an ilan today before Maghrib Salat. Let us be serious. It's an opportunity we did not know whether we'll get it again or not. Life is too short. From the beginning of Ramadan, how many janazas we saw? It could be possibly our turn next. And we're going to throw away 1,000 months. 83 years and 4 months ibadat. You're getting on a golden platter. Just for a few hours of ibadat. A few minutes of ibadat. 83 years and 4 months Allah is giving it to us. Nabi Kareem, when he heard about the people of the past, the long lifespan, the long lifespan that they had, and the ibadat that they used to make, and the sawab, he became concerned about his ummah. What about his ummah? The lifespan of this ummah is generally 60 to 70 years. Few go beyond that. 100 years, okay, a few over 100. But not like the people of the past. And he was concerned that my ummah has such a small lifespan, and how are they going to get so much of reward? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His fadl and kindness, Allah gave this ummah of Rasulullah Laylatul Qadr. That little bit of ibadah you make with sincerity. Let us sit with sincerity. I myself and every single person, mothers and sisters at home also, we have come here solely for the pleasure of Allah. We're going to sit with a clean heart, free of malice and pride and anger and jealousy. Let not our thoughts go astray. We are sitting as the lovers of Allah. And Allah is going to pour out His mercy to us. If it is Laylatul Qadr tonight, then Allah will forgive us. If not tonight, then the remaining nights we will search for Laylatul Qadr. There are few signs that Rasulullah has given for Laylatul Qadr. And believe me, every night is so difficult because all the nights look very similar. Very similar. Our job is to search for Laylatul Qadr, not to go look for the sign outside. We have to be inside the masjid. Yes, if Allah Ta'ala blesses some person and he sees a sign. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, engage in ibadat. Their life was only Allah, 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 the love of Allah. And she asked Rasulullah SAW, if I had to attain Laylatul Qadr, what dua must I read? And this is a dua all of us should read at least once now, then make it a habit inshallah. Allahumma, Allahumma, innaka afuun, tuhibbul afwa, fa'fu anna. These are the actual words of the hadith of Rasulullah SAW. Allahumma, oh Allah, innaka afuun, verily you are most forgiving. You're not just most forgiving, but tuhibbul afwa. You actually love to forgive. You wait to forgive your bandas. فَعْفُ عَنَّا وَاللَّهُ forgive us. مَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانٍ وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرْ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Whoever stands in ibadat, whoever engages in ibadat on Laylatul Qadr night, ulama muhaddithin have explained, qama generally means qiyam, to be standing in ibadat. So of course we should try and read a lot of nafil salat. No particular nafil salat, tahajjud salat. Nafil we read. We have hajat namaz, we have different nawafil. Read, engage in tahajjud salat. As much as possible with lengthy rakats. I'm sure most of us know Surah Yasin. But we don't have to read it so fast how we read in Taraweeh. We can read it slowly. And whichever surahs you know, read those surahs silently in your salat and make long ruku, long sajda. And in the sajda, the masnoon duas, ibn Rabbana atina fi dunya asana. Read those duas. When we get tired, then engage in some zikr, zikrullah. If we are tired, read some Quran Sharif. Of course, we can rest also. We can eat also. But let us not engage in chit-chat, idle talk, gossip, what's happening in the world, stock exchange, rand, dollar, whole life, rand, dollar. How much of rand, dollar is going to help you in the qabr? Is the rand, dollar equivalent to this night? Allah, forget everything else. Forget, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would sit for itikaf in the masjid. He wouldn't even go to his wives. كَنَ يَعْتَزِرُ النِّسَىٰ. And engage in the ibadat of Allah. It is a time to have this bond with Allah. Siratun qawiyatun ma'allah. What a golden opportunity. That is why Salaf al-Salihin would wait for this night. Let us score. So inshallah all of us will do it. Without disturbing any person, especially after the program, between the programs, we have a break. Break does not mean now we must break all the rules. And disturb the public and neighborhood. Our Hazrat Morana Rahmatul, every bayan of his. And I get calls, Morana, I came the other day to the masjid and somebody was badly parked and carries on and somebody was parked in the driveway. How much? We are adults. It's so difficult to keep on announcing, brothers, please come into the masjid. Brothers, fill in the masjid. Brothers, don't make noise. Little children also. I wonder what our mothers and sisters will be listening at home and saying.
So it is time now we have to be more mature in life. We've got a goal to achieve. We have seen so many people and we express the desire, hey, what a beautiful moth. Passed away making tawaf, passed away facing the Kaaba, passed away Roza Mubarak, passed away in Sajda, passed away little Qadr night, passed away in Jumu'ah. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala give all of us a good moth. But these few nights are extremely important. That is why I mentioned no party. With due respect, brothers, this is a very important time. Those of us who are hungry, if you have your little tea or something, you bring your flask, no problem, without making a noise. Otherwise, the moment we take out our tea and samosa and bhajja and it starts. Mubarak time is lost. Before we know it, seri time, seri end, the night is over. Lucky are those ones who scored. Lucky are those ones who got the 83 years and 4 months ibadat sawab. Are we want to be amongst those who are deprived? No. And imagine every year we're getting 83 years and 4 months. Allah Ta'ala bless all of us. So even if you are talking, talk softly. Those in itikaf especially should not disturb those who are not in itikaf. It's quite common. Sometimes we're sitting in our cubicle and we're busy laughing and joking. Then we have lost the object of itikaf. It is a time of mulazamatul bab. Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah said, what is itikaf? Mulazamatul bab. We are clinging unto the door of Allah. And we are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the time when Allah is answering our du'as. Which person doesn't have some need? Every one of us got some problem, some difficulty, some hajat, some need. Somebody got a court case, somebody is not well, somebody got a financial problem, somebody got a domestic problem, somebody got a problem with his wife, somebody got a problem with her husband, somebody's got a problem with his children. Everybody's got some problem. And Allah promises He will answer. It's a night of when du'as are answered. That is why Allah Ta'ala says, Inna anzalna. We cannot go into the detailed tafsir. We have heard the tafsir of Surah Al-Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi leelat al-Qadr. But before I continue, the verse actually mentioned in the beginning where I read was what we heard in tonight's tarawih. Ya ayyuhal nas, udhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. O people, ponder and reflect over the bounties of Ya Rabb. The ni'mat Allah has given you and I. What are we short of, especially in this country? Allah has given us plentiful. Allah has given us deen that is we are able to carry out and perform our deeni responsibilities with ease. May Allah not deprive us of this ni'mat. May Allah not snatch away this ni'mat of aman. May Allah give us aman, more and more aman. Allah save us from all that's happening outside. Allah give us peace and peace in the entire world. But Allah has given us food to eat, water to drink. There are so many people in different parts of the world. They don't even have a decent meal. They don't even have clean water to drink. You know the media better than I know. And how often we express, Ya Allah, have rahm on them. But do we make real shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or do we waste the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah says, Udhkuru ni'mat. Ponder, reflect, think of, reflect over the ni'mat of Allah. That Allah has given you. هَلْ مِنْ خَالِقٍ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Is there any other Allah sustaining you from the skies? Is there any other Allah? فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. Then where are you turning away? إِلَى مَنْ تَلْتَفِدْ. Where are you turning? In one riwayat, تَلْتَفِدُ إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِنِّي. You're turning away to somebody who's better than me. Can there be anybody better than Allah? Ma'adh Allah. Allah is Akbar. Allah is Khaliq. Allah is Raziq. Allah loves us. If He did not love us, He wouldn't have given us the Laylatul Qadr. He would say, fast in the month of Ramadan. There's no need for me to even give you sawab. You must just fast as a command. Allah gives us such sawab. I mentioned the hadith the other day. We did the hadith of Qudsi. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. I will give the reward myself of a fasting person. The Taraweeh Salah we're performing 20 rakats. Allah is giving us so much of sawab. You're listening to Quran, Majid. Khatam is made. So many places Khatam has been made already. And tonight Allah has given us Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. If it is not tonight, then we try again tomorrow night or the next odd night at least. Until the end of Ramadan. But that's not the end of our spiritual life. That's the beginning of our spiritual journey. Make that niyat, respected brothers and elders. And our mothers, let us now make up our mind, because we are seeing too many things in the world which are all pointing out to the emergence of Dajjal. When that will happen, Allah knows best. But the signs of Qiyamah, the signs of Qiyamah are all now coming in front of us. I mentioned the other exact hour of Qiyamah, only Allah knows. But Allah has kept signs of Qiyamah. And we can see all those signs are so rife now, so open. A person has to be blind not to see the signs of Qiyamah now. And still we are going to be asleep in a deep slumber. Then we are going to be in serious problem. But Allah loves us. Let us be positive, inshallah, not negative. We are sitting here, we all are sinners. Nobody is a buzrug, and Allah Ta'ala knows who is most pious. But nobody is sitting here having not committed any sin. Nobody is masoom here. Nobody. Everyone is a sinner. We are not here to expose our sins. No. Allah is Sattar. We are here to cry to Allah. Ya Allah, you cover my sins. Ya Allah, you cover my sins. Ya Allah, you forgive me. Ya Allah, you love to forgive. There is no other person who loves to forgive. Any person in the world, you, no matter how soft-hearted he may be, no matter how kind he may be, no matter how generous he may be, our own parents, they love us so dearly, but if you overdo it and you really trouble them to such limits, and they cannot hold on, and the sabr becomes exhausted, then they will spank us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tolerates so much, He's Haleem. So, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, night of power. Night wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also commanded the angels of the taqdeer of the bandas of you and I. Ajal, our lifespan, who's going to pass away in this year. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ مُبَارَكَةِ, verily we revealed it, referring to the Quran. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ, verily we revealed it. Those who understand Arabic will understand there's no marja of the dhamir. Unless we've revealed it, what is the it referring to? Something has to be mentioned to say we revealed it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the eloquence of the Quran in Majid. That we revealed it referring to the Quran. The night of power. And in the other verse, in surah, in 25th para, verily we revealed it in the night of barakah. Both these verses refer to Laylatul Qadr night. In which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the angels how much of rosy the bandas will get. And who is going to pass away in the next year. May Allah give us life with afiyat, salamati, with sihat and taqwa, and our khatama must be in a good way. You have to make dua all the time. Dua all the time. From Lawhi Mahfuz, there is a preserved tablet, from there to the first sky, Allah Ta'ala revealed the entire Quran in the night of Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Laylatul Qadr, the night is full of awe, glory, power. And ulama have explained also that those people engaged in ibadat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them also some qadr, some rank. That is why it is called qadr. And also taqdeer is also mentioned to the angels of the servants, the slaves in the world. And also qadr has the meaning of to constrict, to restrict. So ulama have explained that because of the large number of angels that come down on Laylatul Qadr night, and the leader is Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, whom Allah has mentioned, ar-ruh. Ruh, ruh means spirit, referring to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the leader of all the angels, and all, so many angels come down that it actually makes the earth narrow. Then earth becomes constricted. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Tanazzalul malaikatu wal-ruhu fiha bi-idhni rabbihim. They come down not on their own accord, with the permission, command of Allah. and all those in ibadat, whether he the person is in sajda, in qiyam, in tilawat, in dhikr, in dua, they say salam to the person. The angels make salam to the person. And that is why many people have experienced a kafiyat. At that time, suddenly they felt different. And there was a burst of cry. And they became uncontrollable. They did not know what happened to them. Whether we get the kafiyat or not, that's not our maqsood. But angels come down and Allah sends down peace. That is why amongst the signs of Laylatul Qadr, the night is very still. It's not very hot, not very cold. Somebody might say it's winter, so all the nights are cold. But from the nights which are cold, this will not be as cold as the other nights. It will be lesser. If it is summer, it won't be as hot as the other nights. It will be lesser. It will be a moderate. The sky, everything will be still. It will not be pitch black dark. And when the sun will rise in the morning, it will be bright with no rays. These are some of the signs that mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But again, the important thing is to now spend our time in ibadat. Some people ask, I mentioned to you the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever I'm saying, inshallah, Quran and hadith. That the dua, Allahumma innaka afuun kareem, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa, fa'fu anna. Yes, some people have added the word kareem, which is sifat of Allah. The actual words that come in the hadith, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa, fa'fu anna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. That verily we revealed it in the night of power. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. And what do you know what's laylatul qadr? Do you really know the significance? In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is creating a shock in us. Some enthusiasm, some eagerness. That you do not know what Laylatul Qadr is. In other words, the importance, the significance. Let me tell you what Laylatul Qadr is all about. So that you respect and you honor this night. In other words, the significance of Laylatul Qadr is beyond our comprehension even. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَهَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Basically, which means, you do not know what Laylatul Qadr actually is. What makes you know what Laylatul Qadr really is? Then Allah says, it is better than 1,000 months. So it's a time to bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make sincere tawbah, sincere istighfar, to cry and beg. To beg and beg and beg and beg and beg. The night where Quran came down. These nights, people ask one another, special wazifa. The best wazifa is what Rasul taught us, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Engage in ibadat, means salat, nafil salat. As you mentioned, make some dhikr and tilawat of the Quran and sincere dua and tawbah. That is what we need to do. Sit one side, don't worry about what the next person is going to tell. Yeah, so last night you big buzrug you became overnight, huh? Like that you do all wrong. If we are going to be worried about every other person, then believe me, we will never change our lives. We will never change our lives. Think it is day of Qiyamah. And you're standing before Allah all alone. Your father cannot help you. Your mother cannot help you. Your wife and children cannot help you. Your monana can't help you. Nobody can help you. You're standing before Allah. And Allah is questioning you. How are you going to be on that day? You'll be begging Allah. You'll be crying to Allah. You'll be pleading to Allah. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, I'm sorry. That is what Allah Ta'ala wants us to do now in this world. Then it is too late. Then it is too late. That's the time for Hisab Kitab. So Allah has given us this fursat, this opportunity of begging and crying to Him. Of seeking his forgiveness, begging to him, making sincere tawbah, whatever gunas we have done. Of course, when it comes to the rights of people, then we have to give them back the rights. Make a firm resolution, let me go pay off all those rights. And we should try and spend maximum time in the masjid. Maximum time in the masjid. Of course, again, bearing in mind the adab of the masjid. No matter how many times we say this, but we find ourselves laughing above our voices. Imagine after crying so much, after making so much tawbah, so much istighfar, and we wash everything down. There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person who makes the masjid his abode, in other words, he spends his time in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes salat, dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes happy with him. Like how a person, a family of a person becomes happy when he had gone for a very long time. Probably he was studying somewhere. He had gone in the path of Allah, he had gone in Jamaat 4 months or for 1 year. Or he went to study overseas. And after a couple of years he returns. How happy their family becomes. And Nani Ma and Nana and Dadi and Dada all go airport. Why? Our grandson is coming after so long. The whole family goes to welcome him. Allah becomes so happy with his servant who makes the masjid his place where he's really salat and dhikr. He makes it his watan. He makes the masjid his abode. So we are making i'tikaf, sunnat and nafil i'tikaf. The masjid is our abode. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased with us. While sitting for sunnat i'tikaf, nafil i'tikaf, because brothers, especially our young boys are sitting for i'tikaf here. So I'm mentioning these advices one time because we don't get time after that. Very important is control of the tongue. And as Mullah Magda Sahib gave an excellent talk today, very inspiring, beneficial after Zuhr. And again, that making hifazat of our tongues. Sometimes we joke, and in the joke we hurt somebody's feeling. Or we say something that actually tantamounts to kufr, we don't realize. You know, how often we get WhatsApp messages. Believe me, some of those words are terrible. We don't, for us it's a big joke. Everything is a joke. But we've got to be very careful. Very careful. We cannot play with Quran and Hadith. And things which are of Shariat. These are important things for us to change in our lives. Important things for us to now reflect and ponder over. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to control our tongues. No ghibat. Somebody starts ghibat, move away. Tell him, no ghibat. No, don't slander any person. Don't worry about that person. Wow. Hey, how was your people's program? How was your people's masjid? Hey, what a program we had. That only Allah knows. Sincerity, my respect. I don't have it. Believe me, I cry every single day. This also may not be sincerity. It shudders me. Sincerity, ikhlas is such a fine line. You're doing everything so well and then you spoil the whole thing. You just want at least one or two people to know, phew, tawaf after Zuhr. Allah made it so easy for me. Mubarak to you, had the strength, you did it. May Allah accept your tawaf, my brother. We also get carried away. Yes, sometimes you tell your family, your students, your friends, just to keep them a little tarheeb. But at night it's more cooler, you can go for tawaf then. Or read a little bit more Quran. Alhamdulillah, I managed to read so much. Just out of tarheeb, to encourage them. You want your child also to prosper? In fact, a real father wants his child to beat him. You know, Sahaba would actually compete in matters of deen, not dunya. Dunya, they would share the dunya. You know the story of the Ansar and Muhajirin? When Muhajirin came to Madinah, what did the Ansar do? Take half my wealth. Which one of us has the guts to do that today? Which person got two wives? Say, you take one wife. I'll keep whichever one you don't want. Ansar actually did that. I've got two wives, my brother, my Muhajir brother. You choose which one you want. I will give a talaq. You can take her. That was Ansar. So my beloved brothers and elders, let us now spend our time in a beautiful way. And Allah Ta'ala is too merciful. Believe me, Allah will look at our sincerity. The little sincerity we have. And I can promise you, it comes down The floodgates of Hazrat Hussain Maulana Rahmatullah Ali, the floodgates of Allah's mercy opens. It starts pouring. Things are happening in the heart. That filthy heart suddenly is getting washed and pure, and now you start to cry. You begin to shiver. You just feel good. Spiritually you feel different, completely different. You don't know what's happening to you. The problem is, Eid comes and we go back to where we started. Please, I'm not advocating this game. You should play when you're small. Snakes and ladders. You come right till the top and the snake bites you and you come right down. Don't let the venom of shaitan and nafs poison us after the month of Ramadan. It's easier now without shaitan. Shaitan is chained. Much easier. It's the nafs. And it's a training period. We detoxifying ourselves. So obviously in the beginning it was difficult to adjust. Now alhamdulillah, to keep roza is easy. Nobody is complaining about the roza. Nobody, alhamdulillah. It's so easy, it has become a routine, a pattern. Taraweeh, nobody is feeling it. In fact, all waiting for the khatam. All enjoying the taraweeh. Different readers enjoying it. To make zikr, nobody is finding hard. To make dua, we can raise our hands for 1 hour, I think, inshallah, tonight. So nobody is feeling it. We need to continue after the month of Ramadan. We need to continue. Every year we're making this. I myself, Allah give me tawfiq. How beautiful is your masjid so full? Question mark. Why after the month of Ramadan we go back? Because then shaitan is also unfettered. He's released. The shayateen are unreleased. They are released. And now nafs and shaitan. So if you get over nafs right now, inshallah, it is not very easy for shaitan to lead us astray. It's a heavy battle for him. Believe me, it's very difficult for him. But if we don't tame our nafs now, and if we're still going to cast lustful glances at haram women, and we're still going to stick to the television, and we're still going to worry about everything else in the dunya, then we're going to have a big problem with shaitan and nafs together. But if you kill the egos and whims and fancies and desires, and we chain and fasten this nafs now, and we tame this nafs, and we reach a stage of not just lawwama, but mutma'inna, the highest stage, then inshallah, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine nusrat and help will come. And Allah will protect us from all sides. Allah will make sure that we don't slip into sin. And if we do, Allah will give us tawfiq of tawbah immediately, like how sahaba would make tawbah. Like how salafi salihin would make tawbah. It won't be such that we'll continue persisting in sin and a life of ghaflat and filth and zina and zina and zina and zina. How many a person, they will write, wallah, they will say, Mawlana, I can't help it. But I just in me. I just commit zina, I can't help it. Brother, you can help it. You are not making that type of effort. How many young person writes, I'm involved in masturbation, I'm feeling ashamed, but I can't help it. Brothers, we can help it. Allah has given us the taqat. Allah has given us the strength to combat nafs and shaitan. Remember, Allah is with us. Allah is with us. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat of spending our remaining days correctly, and make a lot of dua for all of us and for the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine if we were able to see from the skies and look at the entire globe, somebody in Australia, somebody in South Africa, somebody in America, different times, but everybody engaged in itikaf, in tilawat, in taraweeh and ibadat. How beautiful it is. And Allah's mercy is coming down. So inshallah, let us be amongst those people who are gaining from Laylatul Qadr and the barakat of the remaining nights of Ramadan. And our family members also, when you go home also, don't shout the wife, because they're also making ibadat already. So don't think we make a lot of ibadat, now suddenly we wake them up nicely, gently. And our young children also. Let us supervise our young children when they come to the masjid. We do not want to happen that after the next program, everybody just take out their cell phones and sleeping bags and there's a big din. Then it will be very difficult for us in the masjid to control them. And people come and complain, Maulana this, Maulana that. They will email me, they will message me and everything. What can one person do? We all have to do our thing correctly. We are one ummat. And inshallah, وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. We have boarded the ship and we shall sail and reach our destination with afiyat. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. We will make dua now and this half past 9, inshallah, we will finish this session. There will be a 1 hour break, so those who are going home, you can go home. And if you wish to come back, the next session will be Shama'il Tirmidhi, inshallah. The noble features of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aspects. Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullah has written this kitab, Shama'il Tirmidhi, where different aspects of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's features have been mentioned, and the manner in which he spoke, the manner in which he walked, the manner in which he ate, the manner in which he dealt with people, also his physical features, how beautiful, how handsome he was. Those aspects will be discussed, inshallah, in the remaining odd nights, starting from tonight. Then we'll have durood and salam, inshallah. If we get some chance, we'll make dhikrullah also, and we'll make a short dua, the second session. But now, we'll make a little bit lengthy dua, because all of us need to knock and knock and knock at the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhir dawan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Let us sit comfortably. It's better if we all come into the masjid. Recite the Rosharif. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, laka shukur kulluhu, la nuhsi thana'an alayk. La nuhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا رحيم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for every ni'mat you have given us, my Allah. You gave us iman, my Allah. Otherwise, we would not have been sitting here, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us the Allah, tawfiq of being, ya Allah, in your masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us tawfiq to raise our hands. Ya Allah, we could have been in some disco, my Allah, some casino, ya Allah, some haram place, my Allah. Ya Allah, such a large crowd, my Allah. They have come, ya Allah, seeking you, my Allah, seeking your forgiveness. Ya Allah, we are in your masjid with your father and your karam, ya Allah, for no other worldly purpose, my Allah. For no worldly purpose at all, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come sincerely for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Sami', you are Basir, my Allah, don't turn away from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't turn away from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, your love and mercy is far more greater than our mothers have for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you love us, my Allah. We know you love us, my Allah. You have mentioned in the Quran that you love us, my Allah. You have mentioned in the Quran, your kalam, ya Allah, which is true, that you don't. What will you gain in punishing us if we have make shukr to you and we have iman? We believe in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you made us the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You gave us the Mubarak month of Ramadan. You gave us the ability to keep roza and tilawat and taraweeh. Ya Allah, and dua and tawbah and istighfar. Let it not happen that Ramadan will slip out now, my Allah. And still we are not forgiven. My Allah, forgive every single person who's here tonight, my Allah. And our mothers and sisters and brothers and elderly people at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are sick people at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are others, ya Allah, in different parts of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially our brothers here, my Allah, they have raised their hands, my Allah. They are masoom children sitting here, my Allah. They are elderly people, they are ulama, huffaz, my Allah. So many of them, my Allah. My Allah, so many of our mothers and sisters sitting for itikaf at home, my Allah. So many sitting in this masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us be amongst those faqad hurima, that they are deprived of Laylatul Qadr. Don't make us be among such people, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. We are weak. We cannot understand and comprehend the greatness, the auspiciousness, and the barakat of this night, my Allah. Ya Allah, our eyes are weak, my Allah. We don't have the basira of the heart, my Allah. We don't have that eyes inside of the heart, my Allah. We have become ghafil of you, my Allah. Our hearts have become so blackened and corroded and rusted, full of sin, my Allah. They have become so heavy, my Allah. But my Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. You are so kind and so merciful, my Allah. The doors of your heaven are open, my Allah. The doors of Jannah are open, my Allah. Doors of Jahannam are closed, my Allah. We have got, ya Allah, hopes in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, listen to us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are all hearing, my Allah. You are all seeing, my Allah. Ya Allah, a child that crying, ya Allah, and goes round and round his mother, his parent, my Allah. Finally, the parent has raham and picks up the child and wipes the tears of the child's eyes and gives the child whatever it wants, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you tonight, my Allah. We are asking you for your maghfirat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. Hamare khataon ko maaf farma. Hamare lagzishon ko darguzar farma. Ya Allah, what will we do on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah? There will be nobody to help us, my Allah. What are we going to show our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? What kind of a face, my Allah? Ya Allah, we have got no sunnah in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. We have violated your Quran and Hadith, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have trampled on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sahaba will show the shahada to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, your pious friends, they will go before Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He'll be so happy with them, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got only books of bad deeds, my Allah. We have to hide those bad books of deeds, my Allah. How embarrassed we'll be in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He cried for this ummah. Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. Ya Allah, we have forgotten his cry. We have forgotten his cry, my Allah. Ya Allah, we make tawbah and we break the tawbah, my Allah. We are not sincere in the tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight, my Allah, give us the sincerity in our tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot see you in this world, my Allah. Nobody can see you in this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so beautiful, my Allah. You've got such beautiful qualities, my Allah. You've got such beautiful names, my Allah. You are Akbar. Nobody greater than you, my Allah. In tonight's Arabi we heard, and almost every night, my Allah, nothing is hidden from you, my Allah. Nothing is hidden in the skies from you. Nothing in the earth from you, my Allah. You are Allah. You are most powerful, my Allah. You are most loving, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Far too long we have lied, my Allah. We have cheated, my Allah. We have become disloyal, my Allah. Ab hum tawbah kar rahe, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum mujrim hai, hum iqrari mujrim hai, ya Allah. We are knocking at your door, my Allah. Your door is not like anybody else's door, my Allah. All the kings of the world, they are fast asleep at night, my Allah. دامت الملوك وقد أغلقوا أبوابهم ولم يبق إلا باب الحي الذي لم ينم. Ya Allah, only your door is wide open, my Allah. You are baqi, my Allah. You are always, my Allah. You will always remain, my Allah. You are eternal, my Allah. You are samad and baniyas, my Allah. You are independent, my Allah. Ya Allah, you don't need any one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need you, my Allah. We are beggars, my Allah. Ya Allah, I'm faqir hai. I'm bikari hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are knocking at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight open your doors, my Allah. Ya Allah, Musa alayhi salam some time. Ya Allah, we have heard the incident of that person who was his sinner, my Allah. Because of him, ya Allah, you uphold the rain, my Allah. Ya Allah, you upheld the rain, my Allah. You caused drought to come to those people, my Allah. And Musa alayhi salam cried to you, ya Allah, you mentioned to him that until that one sinner is in the congregation, you will not send down that rain, and he must move from the gathering. Musa alayhi salam made the elan, ya Allah, but nobody moved. But that sinner cried to you in his heart, ya Allah, you are Sattar. Ya Allah, you have not exposed me. Ya Allah, don't expose me from the Musa alayhi salam today. Ya Allah, you are Ghaffar, forgive me. He cried sincerely, deep down his heart. Ya Allah, you send down rain without him even moving from the gathering. Musa alayhi salam was astonished. Ya Allah, he asked you, oh Allah, how come you send down rain? Ya Allah, you answered him, that, oh Musa, because of the same person through whom I did not send down rain and I caused drought to come, it is because of his tawbah that I have now sent down rain. Musa alayhi salatu salam then asked you, Allah, show me that person. Oh my Allah, he said, oh Musa, Oh, Musa, I concealed his sin. I am not going to expose him now. Ya Allah, you are Ghaffar al-Dhunub. You are Sattar al-Uyub. You are Aziz al-Hakim. You are so loving, my Allah. Every single sin we committed, my Allah, no matter how weighty it may have been, like heavy mountains, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. We thought nobody was watching. We thought our parents were not watching, our wives and children were not watching. The haram and filthy things we did, my Allah. Ya Allah, with different limbs of our body, my Allah. Ya Allah, you were aware, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are in the month of Nabi Kareem Sallam. Ya Allah, you loved him the most, my Allah. You loved Nabi Sallam the most, my Allah. My Allah, we are that ummat, my Allah. That ummat, my Allah. We are that ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, what else can we ask you? Which name of yours can we take tonight? Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Badi al-Samawati wal-Ardi. Ya Hayyu ya Qayyum. Ya Allah, we ask you by your Ismi Azam. That name of yours, my Allah. That any person makes dua using that name, his duas are answered. We do not know your Ismi Azam. Whatever your Ismi Azam is, my Allah, your beautiful names, your sifat, my Allah, we beseech you, my Allah. We are imploring and begging you, my Allah. Open your doors of hidayat for us. Your doors of rahmat and forgiveness, my Allah. Ab tu razi banja. Now become pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, a child takes his examination paper and he's got all terrible, filthy markings on his answer sheet. Every answer of his is not correct, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are, our situation is the same, my Allah. We are failing miserably, my Allah. But Ya Allah, you give us iman. Ya Allah, don't snatch away that iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman, die with iman, make us and raise us on the day of Qiyamah with iman. If any friend of ours or family member of ours, Ya Allah, has left the fold of Islam, my Allah, he has become murtad, my Allah, we know what the guna and sin is, my Allah. But hidayat is in your hands, Ya Allah. You bring him or her back to the fold of Islam. Don't let any one of us leave Islam, my Allah. Don't let any one of our progeny, Ya Allah, renounce Islam, my Allah. Don't let any one of our progeny, our nasal, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, or any one of our progeny become a murtad, my Allah. But Ya Allah, make every one of them become your ashik, my Allah. And the ashik of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us become pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, we long to meet you, my Allah. Even though we are so weak, my Allah. Protect us from all type of fitna and fasad, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all types of fitna and disasters and calamities, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the Muslim Ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. We cannot see them suffering anymore, my Allah. You are Halim, my Allah. You are Aziz and Hakim and Hakim, my Allah. Nobody can question you. You have got wisdom, Ya Allah, beyond our understanding and comprehension. Ya Allah, we can never ask him and question you in any way, my Allah. You know why you do things, my Allah. When you do things, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can never question you, my Allah. We are weak, my Allah. We can't see our Muslim brothers and sisters suffering any longer in Syria, especially, my Allah. In Palestine, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Iraq, my Allah. Ya Allah, in different countries, in African countries, my Allah. Different parts of the world, my Allah. So many Ramadan has not passed, my Allah. They don't even have shelters, my Allah. They don't have decent water, my Allah. My Allah, they have completely, Ya Allah, they have lost, my Allah. Allah, my son, children don't have parents anymore, Allah. Allah, wife, my Allah, they have lost their husband. You've given us so much in this day, Allah. You've given us so much of food, my Allah. It's to be wasted, my Allah. Our nikahs, my Allah, what is it? Allah, we throw the food in the dustbin, my Allah. Allah, we decorate those halls, my Allah. We spend so much of money, my Allah, that a frown on our face. Even the learned people, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. My Allah, we can't even make our people borrow for no year. My Allah, my Allah. Let us help you to Azhar. My Allah, we have become so weak. People will call us with big titles, my Allah. my Allah. Don't make us be dhalin, mudhilin, my Allah. Ya Allah, hadin, mahdin, my Allah. Ya Allah, all ulama, unite us, my Allah. The ummah, my Allah. The awam, my Allah. Don't make us fight, my Allah. Don't make the ummah fight. Don't make husband and wife fight, my Allah. So, in the month of Ramadan, people are begging us, please make dua. They've got a problem with dua. Ya Allah, forgive us. Parents and children, my Allah. We have disobeyed our parents. We don't show respect to them. Ya Allah, what else? Our lives are full of sin, my Allah. Full of deficiency, shortcomings, my Allah. Abdurrahman forever. Ya Allah, we made dua. We are going to make dua with your fazal and help. Ya Allah, if you give us life, we'll continue with your fazal, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will get tired. Our voice will go away. Find Allah, Allah, ya man. Ya Allah, you will never get tired, my Allah. Allah, you never get tired, my Allah. You know, we can't make proper ibadat even, my Allah. Our sajda is not correct. Our ruku. Allah, our tilawat is not even correct, my Allah. Forgive us, help us. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukur, rahat, protection. Your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat, halawat of iman, istiqamat. Ya Allah, give us ikhlas, my Allah. In our bayans, my Allah. Our duas, my Allah. Our ibadat, our itikaf, our tarawih. Ya Allah, in whatever good work we are doing, charity work, my Allah. We are looking after the widows and the poor and the orphans in the week, my Allah. Allah, give us ikhlas, my Allah. Let it not happen in the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. You will say that you were an alim and you wanted people to say that you were so good and you were so learned and you were zakari. You go to all the priests that go to Jannah. Did it not happen that Ya Allah, the person who had given so much in your path, but just for namesake and for fame, Ya Allah, you will tell him now you got all the praise in the world, now you go into Jahannam, you did nothing for me. Ya Allah, Shaheed will come, who gave his life for it. Ya Allah, but he did not give it for you, but he gave it for so people may praise him after his death and talk good about him. Ya Allah, he'll be doomed into Jahannam. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas and makbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, if they are living, you show them your special mercy and ihsan and kindness, my Allah. Allahumma arhamhuma kama rabbayana sighara, ya Allah. They nurtured us when we were small, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help them when they are old, my Allah. Help us to look after them when they are old, my Allah. Don't make us throw them away. Ya Allah, don't make us throw them away one side, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, my Allah. Our ancestors, my Allah. Protect our, forgive our wives, my Allah. Our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah. Forgive, Ya Allah, our friends, our relatives, our family members, our musallis, mutalliqeen, mashayikh, our students, every ummati of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, especially the congregation who has raised their hand tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we stand up tonight, don't deprive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are so weak. We can't even feel Laylatul Qadr. We are so weak. Ya Allah, but Ya Allah, it is a promise in your Quran, my Allah. And we have read the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, this little ibadat we are making, my Allah. Ya Allah, you accept it, my Allah. And make Jibreel alayhi salam and the angels come down, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be amongst those people who are granted Laylatul Qadr, the blessings of Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah, and for years on end, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq and hidayat. Protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitneen, from the hasr of the hasidin, zulm of the zalimin, my Allah. Make us, Ya Allah, become beacons of hidayat. Make the non-Muslims see the truth of Islam, the light of Islam. Ya Allah, make them embrace Islam in droves, my Allah. In droves, my Allah. Idha ja'a nasrullahi wal fath. ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا. Ya Allah, make them come in afwaj, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let there be no oppression in the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, let there be peace and aman, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are pareshan, remove their pareshani, my Allah. All those sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. So many, Ya Allah, young children got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, people got heart problems, my Allah. Kidney problem, different problem, accident. People in ICU, my Allah. People have got gangrene, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them, Ya Allah. Give them sukoon, afiyat. Shifa is in your hand, my Allah. And all the marhumin, my Allah. Give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Especially our mashayikh. Especially Wazir Mawlana Rahmatullah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, he made effort, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give him a good month, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help us now, my Allah. Give him the highest of stages in Jannat, my Allah. And all the marhumin, especially those who passed away recently, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us more than Madinah Sharif. Baril Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. The Shafaat of Rasulullah, some of the day of Qiyamah, who the Kuthr water from his Mubarak hands. Make us all enter Jannat without any reckoning, my Allah. Protect us from Azab of Qabr, Azab of Jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of wise. Protect them from drugs and wine, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them become excellent ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have tonight, fulfill each person's need, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib ruzi, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم انك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.